Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We're
great.
Back on track and we're here to share exciting stories with you. And as always, our mission and our message is that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that later on, you won't even need our treatment, just once, tune up once in a while, kind of like maintenance for your car. And that's very important because as we age and as we have to take more medication, it actually harms our body in the long run because your body has to get rid of all the toxins that you're putting in it.
Exactly. You know, medications may be good for your symptoms, but fixing your symptom, normalizing a symptom, doesn't always mean that it helps your health.
Right.
The most recent study on diabetes, the more drug we use to make the blood sugar closer to normal, more people die.
Right.
So when you get the blood sugar normal the normal way, you're healthier. But when you get the blood sugar more normal with drugs,
suppression,
they die.
It actually increases your risk of heart disease.
A lot.
Right.
In fact, this same phenomena had been proven 30 years ago in the diabetic group study.
Right.
And 300 sometimes, 250 times as many people die from oral medication when they try to fix their blood sugar. And 250 times more people die from heart disease.
Right. And they've seen this with a lot of things now. They see this now with atrial fibrillation, with the irregular heartbeat. Now the studies show that you don't have to suppress the heartbeat down below 90 or 80. They say, you know, if you keep it under 100, actually, it's okay, because the more you try to suppress it with medication, actually, it's more detrimental to the patient.
Yes, any medication, even if the medication is normalizing your blood pressure, normalizing your blood sugar, it's bad for your health because you're putting a burden on your liver and putting a burden on your kidney. And the thing is that every day we are curing people. Almost 100% of people, new people come to us, get better.
What our treatment aims to do is to get you off the medication, or at least take less if you're in a very, very critical condition. And after a while, the less you need to take, the better it is for you. And
yeah, the less you take, the stronger your liver becomes, and the stronger your kidney will become, and stronger your whole body becomes.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. You can listen to past radio shows archive there, as well as look at our YouTube videos. Shall we get to our first guest?
Sure, yes.
I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Carmela. Welcome, Carmela.
Hi, Carmela.
Thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time to share your story with us. Why don't you first tell us where you're from, what you do, and how did you find out about us?
Well, I've had Dr. Tong's phone number for quite a while. A friend of mine gave me the number years ago, but I didn't feel I needed it until last October, where I could barely walk. I was lifting many boxes, and I had to do a kitchen remodel, and so I had to get the things, move out the things pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I overdid it, and it was pretty awful. I could barely walk. Then I got an MRI. The doctors found a cyst on my spine.
How big is a cyst?
12 millimeters.
Ooh, that's okay, a lot.
That's substantial.
Yes, it was pretty big. And so with the treatments that I've been getting from Dr. Tong, it's been miraculous. You know?
Actually, from your MRI, it looked a lot bigger than 12 millimeters. It looked more like a 12 centimeter.
Yeah, it did.
I think it's 12 centimeter, not millimeter. It's huge.
Well, definitely I feel it. I mean, I was feeling it a lot, but it's much, much better. And, I mean, I can walk. I mean,
So what did they recommend when they see
you?
What did the doctors recommend? I've gone to a couple of spine specialists, and they recommended mainly surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going that route.
Yes.
not since I'm getting the results that I am.
Yes.
With you. That's
big. Actually, it's big.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really big. So I'm looking forward to being totally pain-free and just go on with my life in a normal way.
How many specialists did you see?
Oh, let's see. Three.
Okay. And they all suggested surgery? You said the last one you went to...
Well, they said, you know, either I live with the pain. I have three choices, live with the pain, or they would aspire it, but they say the success rate is not good.
What does it mean, aspire it?
Aspire it is to extract the fluid.
Expirate.
So the success rate is not that good.
Well, you take out the fluid can't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that all the time.
Yeah.
I had a patient, my very first radio show, a former Wimbledon player with a swollen knee. They keep draining the knee fluid, keep draining the knee fluid, okay? The cause is the fluid accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fluid accumulation? So it's just like you've got a bulging wall with water. You just poke a hole through it. It doesn't work because you got to stop the leak.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I'm getting better. Like I said, every day, Dr. Tong, thank you so much.
Well, it was very difficult to convince you because you keep pushing the MRI in my face. You say, look at this. Look at this. That's what caused my pain. And I keep telling you, that is not what caused your pain.
Yeah.
Your disc, your cyst, your bone spurs are not the cause of pain. People are listening to this, okay? This discogenic problem is not the cause of pain.
Yeah, but with Carmela, I think a lot of it is emotional, too.
It's all emotional for us.
I had a combination. It was a very, very stressful time besides, you know, lifting things. So it was a combination. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, you're right. It was both. And what you're doing, Dr. Tong, is just like a miracle, you know.
Mm-hmm. So let's illustrate the point. Right now, if you take the MRI of your spine, okay, you still have that cyst, and you'll be just as big. You know, you're not going to, for like a couple of months, the cyst is not going to shrink that much, okay? So many people have discogenic problem, degenerative diseases, and bone spurs all their life. And if they get in an accident and start having pain, the orthopedic surgeon take a X-ray or MRI, say, oh, God, that is what caused your problem. If they ask a little more carefully and say, well, did you have pain before? And most people say no.
They'll realize that that's always been there.
Yeah, always been there for many years.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
The accident is what blocks the circulation. And that's mm-hmm. what your case, your emotional stress weaken your circulation. Mm-hmm.
And the lifting too.
Yeah, the lifting mm-hmm. is what trigger yeah. it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you don't have, didn't have the emotional problem, the lifting may not cause it.
Exactly.
Well, you know,
exactly.
they said that the one, the big cyst has been there all my life.
Exactly.
And you've never had the pain before.
It's never bothered me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that's what they say, then ask them, why do they want to take out your cyst now if they've been there all their life and never caused any pain?
Mm. That's interesting, isn't it?
Right. It's well, ignorant. It's not interesting.
Right.
Dumb.
Wasn't there a study done in Hope where they took 100 asymptomatic people and did MRIs on
98, okay?
98.
Hope and Cleveland Clinic, okay? Mm-hmm. 98 people with no low back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they took MRIs.
Of all of them.
66% have all kinds of discogenic problem, and these people had no pain.
Right.
We got to understand that all the MRIs are all waste of time. You tell you more symptoms.
Not only that, it's very expensive. So you see why we're in a healthcare crisis.
Expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah, mm-hmm. Because it's a lot of money, a lot of waste of time, and getting nowhere.
And you stay there, what 45 minutes in a tube, 20,000 gauss, which is a very high magnetic field. The Earth's highest one is 500 gauss, okay? Mm-hmm. Just because they did not detect any adverse effect doesn't mean that it's not harmful.
Mm-hmm. Carmela, can you tell, do you take any medication or what other, any natural?
I take all natural things, the things that you gave me, Dr. Arlene, mm-hmm. and I take mostly the curcumin and some holy basil, you know, and just natural things, that's all. I don't like to go the traditional medicine
right.
route.
That's chemical route.
It's a chemical route, yeah. because they cause more problems.
Not only that, they're very addictive, too. So
I want no part of it.
Right. Mm. It can be very dangerous.
You have to watch the basil. Basil is a little warm.
Right.
So, you know, I think I remember you're a little hot.
You are on the hot side, yeah. So basil is a little warm, yes, definitely.
Yeah, so don't take too much of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in general, so the pain has been better?
It's been really much, much better. It's just that a couple of times I really need to be a little cautious about lifting things. I get so excited, I feel better, and then I start, you know, doing things too much.
Yeah, yes. And then sometimes you eat the wrong thing you think is right, such as basil, you know,
right.
or
yeah.
cinnamon. You know, do you like cinnamon?
I love cinnamon, but I don't use it. I've been trying,
not now. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying very, you know, very hard not to, I know, to watch my diet and watch what I eat.
In general, people tend to have heat, especially living in Southern California. The weather's hot and the foods we like to eat are hot. Garlic, onions, cinnamon, like you said, spicy foods, Mexican food, it's all very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And people, we stay up late, so that makes us even more what we call yin deficient. So it's kind of like a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't drink enough water and most people don't eat enough greens, which is more alkalinizing and cooling.
Yeah.
So that's in general. I mean, some people are cold too.
Yeah, Carmela, if you learn how to work so that you get rid of your heat, you can do a lot more lifting and you won't have the problem.
Right.
So, and that first part is more difficult because you were not born with that kind of knowledge, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's because that's the kidney. So when the kidney is weak, that's when the lifting causes the problems.
Low back.
Right, the low back. If the kidney is strong, you will be able to lift them, and you will be able to.
Yeah,
so,
you will be.
Because you are getting stronger and happier, so that's an important thing too.
Yes. Every day it's just wonderful. I mean, I'm so grateful to God and you guys.
Yeah. You know, another thing I want to mention. I don't want to be superstition or anything, but a lot of people that come to who get treatment from us after they start getting treatment, they tell us, "Oh, I met someone. I met someone I really like love," and it's happened several times actually this year.
Do you know why? Do you know why it's not superstition? Okay.
It's because your chi is stronger.
Yes.
Yes.
Whenever your chi is stronger, your body's chi is stronger.
You attract the correct vibration.
And the chi around you, such as your home, such as your office, and all around you, you meet the thing from your mind, your dream.
Well, things you attract,
Yeah. And I just have to share this, okay? I have learned this, and I've been doing feng shui all the time. And one more thing I'm doing, which I encourage everybody to do, is do charity. And I'm writing a book, okay, to show that the energy from our spirit, the Chinese discovered, called qi, run in a circle. Qi is what create all the skin cell, new skin cell, muscle cell, bone cells, that replaces all the dead one. And we need qi to do anything. We need qi to think. And qi goes in a circle. So whatever you do,
whatever
comes right back to you.
Comes back to you, exactly.
The last 10 years I've been doing this. Today I get my wishes all the time. It's incredible.
Right. If your energy is in the right place and you put out the correct energy, it comes back to you. And I think that's exactly what happened with Carmela.
Yes.
Right? So now you feel the joy and the love, and it comes back to you. Correct?
I believe it. Yeah. Before it was all focused on the pain. And
right.
Now it goes out, and I do volunteer and the charitable
good.
Things and
wonderful
it is it's a wonderful circle. The qi, definitely. If it's stuck, then you know there are problems.
Carmela, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you soon, and take care.
Yeah, thank you. Bye bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Shall we get to our next guest?
Sure.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Mrs. Cole. Mrs. Cole, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time to share your story.
Thank you.
Give us a little background. How did you hear about us, and what was your experience with us, and what were you suffering from?
Actually, when I called the first time for my daughter, she had ulcerative colitis, and Dr. Tong treated her for that. And even now, she's very well with it.
Really?
And how many treatment did she have?
I think she had about 4 or 5 at one time.
And how long did she had ulcerative colitis?
Probably 12 years.
12 years.
12 years, and then 4 to 5 treatments. She hasn't had problems with it since then?
Never had any problem.
Here's a point, okay?
It's cured.
So colitis can be cured, okay? Yeah. All the time, everything can be cured.
Right. When was the last time she had a treatment? It was several years ago?
Yes, several years ago.
See? You, what do you call that? You don't call that a cure. What do you call it? Yes.
And
what we call that one.
Yes. Okay.
And then you had another daughter as well?
Yes, of course. Dr. Tong treated her for cancer, breast cancer.
Oh, yes.
Right. And, of course, she's healed from that. I haven't had any more problem whatsoever.
What did she get from conventional treatment for cancer?
Well, she got the chemo and some type of medication. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. So despite the chemo, we cure her. The chemo doesn't cure cancer. The chemo kills you.
Yes.
Please learn that. Chemo kills people.
She's no longer on chemo, though, correct?
No. Oh, no. When he treated her, the cancer got gone, and of course she had any more problems. That was like maybe seven years ago, probably.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Why don't you tell the audience the 2 more cancer cases we treated recently? One of them is actually a relative of ours. She was discovered to have a nodule in her breast.
Linda, yes.
Yeah, and then they didn't tell her. A year later, they repeat the X-ray or MRI. It grew.
Right.
And then they did tell her, and she got so devastated.
Right.
Yeah.
So she came back. She got treatment for about a year, and it's gone completely.
Yeah. Oh. She. But the reason why she had it for years because she also took everything the other people tell her. They scare her, and she came back after their treatment, you know, crying in tear. And every time Dr. Elaine treated her, she smile and joke and giggle, come out every single time.
Yeah.
But she never learned. Yeah. And now she's totally cancer-free.
She's cancer-free and, wonderful. Comes back for her tune-up once in a while.
There was another patient that I treated one time. The cancer dropped to half the size.
Yes. Ooh. Well, I'm waiting for her actually to get, she's getting a repeat ultrasound to see. But, yes, it did drop half the size. And the surgeon's like, well, there's nothing for you to worry about. Don't be worried. She's like, I'm not worried. It's smaller.
This is the thing that I wanted to say, okay? The oncologist or whoever is thinking too much about the treatment, 60,000 of chemo per treatment. So
$60,000.
$60,000, okay? And instead of feeling happy for her because the cancer shrink to half the size, she tell her not to worry, we have this. Why is she worried when the cancer is shrinking?
Yeah. Now, why don't you tell us about us now, Mrs. Cole?
Oh, myself. Well, I came this time because the doctor had said I had congested heart failure, you know, it put fear in you. It gave me a whole box of pills And I was taking them, and I was getting sicker all the time. You know?
Even sicker than before you take the pill?
Yes.
So
yes,
what were your symptoms for you to go
see? Shortness of breath, you know.
Shortness of breath.
Yes.
And then you retain fluid?
Yes,
and
retain fluid.
Your ankles were swollen?
Yes.
And the abdomen was swollen?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you could not breathe, right?
Right.
So after you take that medication, you get better or worse?
I got worse because I couldn't lay down. I had to sit up most of the time.
You get worse. Yeah, I want people to hear this.
We see that a lot. That's with a medication, you get the more you take, actually, the worse you can get.
Yeah, my heart was racing even faster.
I tell you, you know, congestive heart failure is a kidney problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your kidney cannot get rid of the fluid, so the heart has to pump harder.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take medication, what organ you harm first? The liver first,
and then
the kidney the second.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they're trying to kill you faster.
Yeah. I know.
As you can tell,
get angry.
Yeah. You know.
If you get angry, then your liver gets harmed more.
Yeah, so don't get angry.
It's a vicious cycle. So
just go to Dr. Tong's. Don't get angry. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So tell us what happened with the first treatment.
The first treatment, the pressure went away. You know, like that rapid heartbeat went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I was able to, you know, like lay down with Doc, sit up in a chair all night.
Yeah, that's right. I lay you
amazing.
Down. Yeah, I lay you down and say, no, you're short of breath. I say, give me just 5 minutes, okay? And yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was this treatment recently?
Yeah,
a few days ago, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you've only had one treatment?
Yes. But before then, I had to sit up all the time during the night.
How's the ankle now?
Oh, the ankle has gone down.
You still down totally or still have some fluid?
Just a very little. You can't really notice it that much.
Oh, great. Come back.
Come back for one. And you have Medicare now, so you can come regularly now. So.
Okay.
And right. You came before. Was it for the same problem before? Or?
No, I came before. Let me see what I came for.
I don't remember.
I don't remember, but it.
Alzheimer's.
Was it a heart issue as well? Blood pressure? No, I don't remember either.
I don't
remember.
But whatever is cure. Otherwise, you'll remember.
That's another thing I need to remind our patients. Sometimes they forget what they have because then when they come in, they're like, oh, I still have this. But then everything that came from in the beginning, they don't even remember that they had it.
I want to emphasize that everything can be cured. It doesn't matter what name you put on the symptoms.
Right. They're all labels for symptoms. We treat you the same way. We treat the kidney. If you can tell from this
we
case.
We treat everybody the same way.
Yes.
Restore and enhance your health.
The kidneys are very important, though. That's your battery.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Usually, primarily, we treat that first.
Yeah.
Because we have to recharge your battery. Just like a car, when the battery runs out, you have to recharge it.
Yes.
And the reason we have our healthcare crisis, our healthcare costs so high, is because we do not have any healthcare.
Uh-huh.
No conventional doctor can ever restore your health so that you have no symptom and you don't need any drugs or you don't need any treatment of any kind.
Right.
You see, even in your case, right now, if you don't come to us, you're still cured. If you get on the herbs and eat right, you're slowly, your kidney will become stronger. Your heart will just beat normally.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Mrs. Cole, thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time to share your story.
You're quite welcome.
And we will see you soon.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Wow, she sounds so young.
Yeah, she sounds so young.
She's 65, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she's Medicare age. Mm. If you just missed that, that was Mrs. Cole with us. She just came back for a tune-up. Well, she said it was more than a tune-up. She said it was a brush-up or an overhaul.
Yeah, she was very symptomatic.
Right.
Yeah.
She hadn't been to see us for several years, and she was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Her doctor gave her a box of pills. She said after she took it, she actually felt even worse than before she went to see him. One treatment, she can stay at.
She's basically
normal. She's not short of breath. She can lie on her back. The ankle swelling has probably gone down to about 90%. She says there's barely any swelling left. And probably in one more treatment, all of those symptoms will go away. And if she just comes back for regular tune-up, even just once a month, she'll be fine.
But when she first saw us before the first treatment, her symptoms were severe.
Very severe.
She could not lie down flat. You know, even with 2-3 pillows, she was still short of breath.
You told her to give you 5 minutes, right?
Yes.
Miracle worker.
Yeah. And we have, you know, we talk about cure cancer. Cancer is not scary. Cancer can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be putting up another video a patient that former patient with cure of asthma, and for 5 years he did not take any medication. He had it for decades before, and he was blue, dark, you know, huffing and puffing. And after my first treatment, I dropped all his medication. Then he developed cancer of the GI tract.
The colon.
Spent more than $3 million. $3 million.
The insurance company spent more than
$3 million. Yeah, exactly.
For and chemotherapy. 6 months of chemotherapy. Each session was $60,000.
And $720,000. And the oncologist still was trying to get $17,000 copay. And he won in court. They didn't have to pay him. But in any case, though, he came back to us sicker than ever. Mm-hmm. Could not breathe. And he could not, so much phlegm. And after one, he couldn't even have energy to talk. But after my first treatment, I taped him before and I taped him afterwards. So
yeah.
Go to the website and we haven't put it up yet.
We have a video and we have the radio show up.
Oh, yeah, we have the radio show up, okay?
October.
But you should see the video because mm-hmm. he's just like a different person. He could not even talk.
Yeah.
But afterwards, he was so talkative, so happy, just with one treatment.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Do you have anything else to add?
Not really. You know, you look at $3 million compared to $800, and the patients... So if you probably less have how many treatments you have?
It's less than 800. You mean per treatment?
Yeah, including the herbs and everything. Yeah.
Oh, it's less than 800.
He's not coming back anymore. He's only maybe 7 or 8 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer.
Yeah.
He had asthma.
Not only that, what happened actually is that he had a lot of phlegm.
Yes.
And to explain that, actually, the lung and the colon are
yeah,
connected.
Say, yeah,
so
right.
That's why he had that.
So it's the same problem. But in any case, though, he still needs our treatment. But he feels so good, he's not coming back.
You know, He'll come back.
He'll come back, but he should, you know. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.